We are learning Masechta Soita, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and we're starting from the brand new Mishnah on bottom of Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. It says in the Pasuk, Va'omra Ha'isha Amen Amen. And Amen Amen, there's an extra word Amen. We're going to learn out things from the extra word Amen. Now, Stam, Tosis points out that we learn out from this Pasuk to Kala Oina Amen Achar Shvuas, Achar something, is Kilu Moita Shvuah Mepiv. Tosis points out that Amen has a few different meanings. It can mean a Kabbalah, and it also can mean that it's Ki'ilu Hoyt Shavuah Mepiv. That's how it works. She doesn't make the Shavuah, but she's Amen. It's Ki'ilu she made the Shavuah. So Amalia Yamaris Amen Amen. Amen Allah Allah, Amen Allah Shavuah. She's saying Amen on the Allah, Amen on the Shavuah, which we spoke at forward, Allah is a Shavuah so Allah, which means the curse. Amen Ish Zeh, Amen Ish Achar. Amen means stay from this Ish, that there was a Kina and Steer in this Ish. There was suspected that she was out of this person, but I'm also making you make a Shavuah on a different Ish, on an Ish Achar. And I'm also making you swear that you didn't, you were mezana while you are rusa. And Rashi explains, this is like the Gilgul Shvuah. This is like Erisin is something that was out in Akino and Stira. It's working like day, the idea of Gilgul Shvuah. We don't have the extra Amen, the idea of Gilgul Shvuah. Now, it says further in the Mishnah, V'shemeres Yavim V'knusa. When a Knuso, which means someone who did Yibam, also has a story of a Kinah and Steer with his wife, his current wife now, that was a Yavama, then you also could make a Shua, and while she was a Shemeres Yavam, that she was not Mazana while she was a Shemeres Yavam. But Shemeres Yavam v'Knuso, Omein Shaloi Nitmesi, V'im Nitmesi V'Oyiboy. This is an explanation of the first part of the Mishnah. That the first part of the Mishnah said, Allah on the Shua, this is Omein Shaloi Nitmesi, V'im Nitmesi V'Oyiboy. Rameya Omer, you can even say something more. Amen shloin itmesi. Amen shloin atame. I'm also saying amen that I'm not going to become tame. I'm not going to mezana. That means if she's mezana one day, this water will be baidiker. This water will see in the Gemara exactly what that means. The water will be baidiker. You can make her make a shvua for the future. You're not going to be mezana. But akol shavim, both Ramea and Tanakama agree. She'ain master ima loy al koydim shazaris. You can make her swear that she was mezana before they got engaged, even before they had a kedushin. Because something that's before his times, before he's negated to him, you can't make a shvua. But loy al achas shazaris, you also can't make her make a shvua that she's not that this will check her if she's a mezana after they are divorced already. Nistera la achar. The gerushin v'nitmas v'achach zira, and then you took her back. Lo yemastim, you can't make a tanya that either. Rashi points out the loch of machzik gushasa. We know is if she goes ahead and marries someone else, you can't be machzik gushasa. But if she was zana with someone else, you could be machzik gushasa. That's the halacha. So here it has nothing to do with him. If she does any, she plays around any way after they are divorced, it has nothing to do with him. Zeh klal. Kosher tebal lo teyasur lo yemastima. Anything that her bia will not make her, also to him, there is no t'nai on that, and there's no shvuah on that. It means even though Gilgul Shvuah is a simple magic trick, but it can't do anything. That's the only thing that's a geya for both of them. It's only if it's a geya for all of them. It's the only time it could work if it's a geya for him, not stam, it's not a geya him. Now, Tosis and Kedushin has bothered the L'chaira, how do you learn so many things from one extra amen? That's what's bothering Tosis and Masechta's Kedushin. There's 22 amens. We learned a lot of things in the amens. We said amen ala shua, amen ala Allah, amen mishzeh, amen mishachar, amen shlitzisi, atame according to Rameya, which is a future. So the shaila is, how in the world does that teach us everything? Has this extra amen teach us everything? So Tosfos Chof Daf Zayin Beis says like this: Im taimar menole kol hani haloi ksev ella trei amen. This is two times amen. Why? That's
how
Tosfos learns what the drasha is. Yeah, why, huh?
How does
Klal
stem with if she comes back?
Once it's
zero, it's
usher. No, it's not. That's what he spoke out. It's not usher because if she's mezana in between when she's not married, nothing happens. Yeah. Yeah. Vachzir after
he's
mezana.
Let's say she takes him back and then after.
Yeah, the more the point out. Yeah, that will be the more the point out that if she could make him swear on something that she'll do after she comes back, that she could do. Could that make usher taka? The more to make the idea.
Could it be mashpia on kodesh nesasa?
No, you can't. No, it's the first you can't. It says Kamesh Tzaris. It's the first Mishnah, the fourth line Mishnah.
No, Kamesh Tzaris.
Omer Rav Amnuna, Shemeres Yavam Shezinsa. Oh, you think it's a Zaina? Nothing to do with it. No. Omer Rav Amnuna. Has to do with him. Omer Rav Amnuna. Shemeres Yavam Shezinsa. Asura Leyavma. A Shemeres Yavam that was Mezana. Asura Leyavma. It's telling you halacha now. What happens with Shemeres Yavam? What does Shemeres Yavam mean? Reuven's married to Rachel. Reuven dies without children. Now Shimon's supposed to marry Rachel. They didn't marry yet, but they're Shemeres Yavam. Rachel at that time is Mezana with someone. Is Rachel now usher to Shimon or not? That's the question. You know, the halacha is if you're married and she's Mezana, she's usher. She did it on purpose. Is she usher now when she only was Oiva Alav technically, really? If you look at the Oimik Ashayel is, the Isser of Shemeres Yavam, the goal Lashuk, is only Alav. So she's over a lav. Not once she's married, that's it's a skila. But here it's a lav. The shaila is that become us the husband or not? So Runa says yes. Asur liyavma. Mimai, what's the raya? First mishta. Milatani shemeres yavam vekenusa that I could make a swear on shemeres yavam. Iram b'shlam asur mishamachim asna b'hada. If she becomes us to him, therefore you can make this. Shvur Eli Amrit Lo Yasira Heichi Master Ba'adav. Atanah we learned Zeklal Kol Shilu Tebav Lo Yasira Loi Lo Yasira Ima. You have to be that's halacha. It has to be asat to him in order to make the tonight. So here it must be Shemeres Yavam asat the husband if you make it this tonight. So Mara says. So that's what he says. That's what he brings a raya first. Raya, Rav Nun bring a raya from our Mishnah. And Tosfos points out that I always spoke out that lechayra has to be dafka issa skila to make the iser not issa lav. Tosfos says that Pshat Rav Nun is he's learning from a Mishnah that it must be the iser loisia ishus ames hachutz. The top Tosfos is no tvitzis kedushin taka. Tosfos says pirish. I feel the rabban to amri kedushin Tosfos b'chayra lavin upliga ad rakiva. So akaponim, that's what Rav Nun is trying to say. So I'm in my rabba, less hokas like Rav Nun. I don't hold like Rav Nun. Why? It's not a raya. Because the Mishnah is going quite the Rav Akiva, maybe. All chayiv lavim is a problem. We don't pass like Rav Akiva. Don't bring a raya from our Mishnah because our Mishnah is going to go to Rav Akiva maybe. Holds chayiv lavim are not tayis kedusha, but we don't hold a Rav Akiva, and therefore it's not a raya that this is the halacha Rav Nun is halacha because maybe our Mishnah is going down for Rav Akiva. Boy, Rav Yirmiya, Mao shiyasna adam al nesuim rishonim. Question 101: Al nesui achiv mahu. What's the shaila? The shaila is, let's say someone was Megarish's his wife in Vechzira, now he's on the second time around. And now he suspects his wife, and he goes through the whole process of Saita. Now he wants to say Gilgul Shvua on something she did on the first marriage. Question number one. Is that, could you do that or not? Question number two. On a Suy Achim, he's already did a Yibum, but he's saying, I want to make you make a Shvua on something you did when you were married to your first husband. That also, if he was Mezana, if she was Mezana while she was married to the first husband, there's no Yibum, like we had in the Mishnah before, the first Mishnah, at the beginning of the Masechta, Ve'meis Cheletzes Lo Yemes. That's the halacha. We had a beginning of the Masechta, that the end of the first Mishnah, Ve'meis Cheletzes Lo Yemes. The halacha is that if she's Mezana, there's no Yibum. So here also it's the Gehim. So Tashema, both these Shazah, Klal Kosh Debov Lo Yitei Ashur Lo Yitei Maslima. Ha'asira, Ha'kanami Masna, Shema Mina. The Shaila was here, both on his first Asur and Osu Yachiv. And the answer is yes, you could make her make a shua on that. Why? Because that is negayim. Because she is asa to him in both those cases. Sign the case where, because both zinus would have happened under his marriage or under his brother's marriage, which both have effect on his marriage right now. And therefore,
the current marriage?
It will have effect on the current marriage. If she was mizana on him on the first marriage, she's asa to him. Yes, yeah, she's asa to him forever. Once she's mizana on him, she's asa to him forever. Asa to labal, labayal, labavar. That's halacha. So here, it would be gay him if he could make a shua on that. Ramei Omer, Omein Shleinu Tmeisi, that the halacha is, I can make her make a shul like this. You are not going to be Mizana again. And if you are, it's going to check you. Tanya, Loikash Omer Ramei Omein Shleinu Tmei, Shim Tmei, Mayim Beit Kodesh Machshav. When Ramei says that you make a shul, that you're not going to be Tmei, it doesn't mean that if she's in the future going to be Tmei, right now, the mind will bite her. Right now, she'll explode. When she becomes Tomei, the water comes up and it's bite her. That's how it works. Right? So the Kasha, the more I think like this, don't think, by the way, right now she'll blow up. It's only later on when she's Mizana, that's what will come back up, right? So you like the Gemara? It's a Pella. Because what does Tachio, if she blew up now, then she wouldn't have been Mizana. What's going on? If she blew up right now, she would never be Mizana. She wouldn't be alive anymore. So you don't ask the Kasha? Tosfos Rosh asks the Kasha. Tosfos Rosh, in the back of the fancy eyes of the Gemara over here, asks this Kasha. It says, Koloimar, Sha'oisa roishim v'simim ma'achshav. Kolama, sha'oisa simim ma'achshav. What it means, ma'achshav would mean, it would make a roishim to her. It would start working on her, but actually would die. Because the end of the Torah says, ilo boitke ma'isamai ma'amish ma'achshav heich t'tamayoy. He asks the Kasha, he says, what it means is, that don't think right now she starts, you know, she won't have children anymore. Just sometimes things will happen to her, start happening to her right now. He says, no, it's not pshat. It happens later on when she's metamei. Nothing happens right now. Even though, you know, the behavior it happens in the future, not that she's going to die, but something will happen to her. Yeah. I know, right. Also, that's another question. That's the Bechira problem. Yes, that's another problem. Right, right. Even if Avisha knows about something, that's what Moshe is asking. Doesn't do it. That's one of the questions also. Therefore, it's pretty posh of this. Echanam, yeah. This is the question you were asking before. Right now, he wants to make a shvua, make a part of a shvua is that she's not going to be zana on the next assume when we're married. Right now, in this marriage, he won't ask you. Maybe you're in a megarish, and v'hadam ahadala, it's going to ask him. Say, how do you look at this? Tashma hakol shavim. We said in the Mishnah, both our mayor and the Rabbanon agree. So he master the imoloy al koydim stars before erisin loy achas is garish, and then it says nister al achar v'nitma after the garish of achar echzirena loy emasna. That also not can make a tanai, but it's mashma hoyachzirena v'titame. But if she's to come back and become tame, then hachinami the master you do make a tanai for that shmari no. So any time becomes aser in any way, shape, or form, you can make that tanai. Here the case was that he's saying on the next marriage. The pasuk says Zois Toiras Hakanois. Now there's a little of a ribu here. Hakanois sounds like a bunch of times, and Zois is a little bit of a meat. That's the Gemara's discussion until the end of the parak. Zois Toiras Hakanois Asher Tista Isha Takas Isha of Nitma Zois Toiras Hakanois Loshen Rab Mekanois, and Zois sounds only this. Malame Tanakama says Malame She Isha Shoyse V'Shoyna. You could make the Isha drink and drink again. You could bring her to the Besiktas V'Saita more than once. The first time you went, she was innocent. You can bring her again. And we'll see exactly on what circumstances you'd bring her again. Same boil, different person. That'll be the more discussion. But Tanakama says, you could bring her Isha, Vashayna, you can do it again. Rav Yehuda Eimer Zois, Shein Isha, Shein Isha, Shein. It's only one time and not more than one time. Omer Rav Yehuda, Yehuda brings a raya. Maisa Vaheid, they want a story that Vaheilu Fenenu, Nechunya Choyfes Shechim, Nechunya, who used to build Bayris for the Oil Regal, he came to give us Edis. Sha'isha, he knew he was the one who built the wells for the Eil Regel. He knew whoever came up to Yerushalayim. He knew the Eilim. So he said Edis. Sha'isha Shoyse V'Shoyna. V'Kibalnu Edusa V'Kabbal Edis V'Shoyan Oshim. There were two different suspects there, where she was suspect with two different men. Aval Loi Be'Eshachem. Not with the same person. You can't suspect the same person. If she's innocent once, you can't bring her again. That's what he said. V'Chama Imrim a third Shita. Ain't isha shoyse v'shoyna at all. Bein isha echav bein ezin ashim. Sai one ish, sai two anashim. So far, the words we have, the words explain it much better. But like Tanakama says, you can do shoyse v'shoyna, whatever you want. Ruda says, you can't be shoyse v'shoyna only by two different men. Chum say, you never shoyse v'shoyna, you never do twice. That's a chum say. Those are three shitas. The Gemara's elaborate by Rikas to explain all three shitas. So the Gemara, the Maisa of Tanakama says, you can be shoyse v'shoyna, what does it do with Zois? Tanakama nami haksiv zois. Rabbanabas roi nami haksiv tairas. You have to marry something. That's only one time. You have to marry something. According to Tanakama, he says marry everything. So then what do you mind? So Gemara explains like this. Omar Rabba. Be'ish echad uboil echad kunam lepligi the English choice of shayna. Everyone agrees that we have here the wife, we'll call the wife Rachel, and she was a suspect to be mezana with Beryl. So Rachel and Beryl, you bring them basically one time Rachel, and for Kina's theory on Beryl, and she's innocent, that's it. Even if she's suspect again with Beryl, we don't bring her anymore to the reservation. That's Kuliyama. Why? The Chsiv Zois, and that's what everyone will use Zois for. That's like what I'm Zois for. V'shnei anashim v'shnei aboyalim, if it's two different husbands and two different boyalim, which means now Rachel has a new husband and a new friend over here, there's Pasha, the Kuliyama Lepigi, the Isha Shai to the Shaina. The Chsiv Tyrus, that's what we marba. That's the Kuliyama. What's the Machlaikis? Ki pligi be'ish echad v'shnei bayalim, by one ish, one husband and two different suspects, and v'shnei anashim bayal echad, or two different husbands and the same suspect. Tana Kama Sava Toiras Lurabuya Kuli. Everything is ribu. You could do it again and again. The only thing of Mayat is Zois Lamuti Ishaq Abayalecha. Only the same suspect and the same husband. That's, you know, when it's his wife Rachel suspect the barrel, can't happen twice. That's it. That's what the but everything else is your marabit. Rabbanu Masrei Savri Zois Lamuti Kuli. Everything's muit. What's the only thing he agrees to? Toiras Lurabuya Shtein Ashrei Bayalim. Two different husbands, two different suspects. Rabbi Yehuda says depends. Zois lamute tarati and taris rabis tarati. Which two? Zois lamute tarati ish echad uboylech and ish echad shtei boylem. Once this husband brought her down to the brother of Smigdosh, he's not bringing her again. No matter if it's one suspect barrel or if it's new, it's shmerel now. It's all the same thing. He doesn't bring her again. The tarati ish echad uboylech and ish echad shtei boylem. Both of them are meet. Toiras or buye tarati shnei anosh boylechad. Two husbands, even the same barrel, and Shnei Anosh Shnei Bayalim. Shnei Anosh Shnei Bayalim agrees. The other Torah is Marba. Now, how did Rabbi Yehuda know how to do this? Zokt Rashi, like six lines from the end of the Rashi, Umestavra the Rabuya Shnei Anoshim Koyi. I feel a boil echad, but loya Shnei Bayalim Obal Echad. Not by two Bayalim and one husband. Because Kivin the Kina Lo Kvar, the name says Akia, Nira Adovash, Odom Kantrinu. He's a very nervous guy. Umeskavan Laknita, he wants to drive her crazy. We see already, she was innocent. This guy may be a little bit overprotective, and therefore, we don't let him do it again. That's how he knew to make the drosha that way. And Rashi speaks out that he gave it over to Chazal to make the drosha. That's where he holds. Who holds in between. That's he holds that sometimes Torah is yes, sometimes there's not. Hadun Allah, Parakoya Mevi, Beli Nadar.